go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us for another week. And for bringing us to this place this morning to worship you and to glorify your name. May your word wash us. May your word lead us. May your word keep us. And may we, through your word, grow and become more like Christ and live out our lives more acceptably to you. And so we ask you, Lord, to direct our paths and to light our paths and to mature us so that we can be more Christ-like. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we carry on with James, the book of James. And one of the themes that we're going to be looking at today is the origin of wars. Where do wars come from? Well, no one can figure us out like God. And Paul even says, who can know their own heart? Men go to all sorts of lengths to find out what's going on within themselves. They go for counseling, psychologists, to try and work out what's going on. And it's a mystery. But we cannot know anything unless God reveals it to us. And only God can tell us the real problems of life. So turn with me to James chapter 4 and let's read from verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Well, Peter says that we must abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. But wars begin within men, within their members. And remember, this book is written to Christians. For us, it's the war of the Spirit within us and the flesh. Covetousness and lust lead to many wrongdoings. Wars, fights, arguments, strife. And here when the Bible speaks of wars, it includes conflicts within ourselves. The word says that these come from wrong desires. Do you have conflict in your life? Do you have strife? It's because of lust. Wrong desires in your heart. The war of the members in your body, the spirit and the flesh. What you lusting for and what the Lord wants for you to do. Remember, God is a jealous God, and when His Spirit is inside you, when you desire other things, there's automatically this conflict with inside of you. And today it's an attitude of, I want what I want, no matter who or what is in the way. It's the attitude of the world, in direct opposition to what the Lord places in our hearts. You see, you can't be a true Christian in this world. The idea of getting whatever you want at whatever expense, it's not in the Bible. James says that's the conflict. That attitude comes from lusts and wrong desires. And the word says it causes fights and even wars. Verse 2. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. It says you lust and you have not. You get frustrated, so you kill and desire to have. Remember, this is written to Christians. And it's worse in the world, because this is the way that they are all the time. But Christians should not kill in the sense of ending life. But James draws from the Sermon on the Mount. It goes further than that. Christians kill in the sense of when they hate someone. Remember the Sermon on the Mount? Jesus said, I'm not even speaking about killing, but it's the same principle when you hate. If you diminish anyone, then God's Spirit inside of you convicts you because you have killed someone. And the world is full of hate. the world operates on hate. And the Bible says in the times of the end, especially racial and ethnic hatred in the world. And so the Holy Spirit says, you lust and you have not. You kill and you desire to have, but you cannot obtain. And so, through frustration, you fight and war, yet you still do not have. 3 from verse 3. You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? But He gives more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. James is talking to people who have real conflicts in their lives. And these conflicts come on three levels. Firstly, there's a conflict within. What's going on inside of you? This contradiction all the time inside. And some people, because of it, never seem to be satisfied. They don't get along with anyone. They don't have peace. They never have rest. Always complaining, always striving, never satisfied. James says, where does that come from? Lust, wrong desires, wrong motives of the heart. And so because of these conflicts inside, it causes conflicts with other people. See, what's on the inside materializes outside. What's in your heart, you speak. What's in your heart, you live out. If you have conflict within yourself, you cannot have peace with others. And of course, the ultimate conflict is with God. With sinners, these wars are constant. It never ends. They are not right with God, so they cannot be right with themselves or with anyone else. But Christians, we find ourselves in the middle because God gave us choices. You see, we can sin or not. We have a choice. We can be what God made us to be. And there's a conflict of the spirit and of the flesh. And we can choose in a sense. Do you want to operate in the flesh or do you want to operate in the spirit? And this brings us to another problem, even within the church. You have these people walking around and saying, you should operate in the Spirit.